The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Stick with children now, because as Eamon told you there in the news headlines, automatic contact tracing of close contacts in schools and childcare facilities, in primary schools and childcare facilities, will be discontinued from Monday. This is following advice from Tony Holohan, the Chief Medical Officer. John Boyle is the General Secretary of the Teachers Union, the INTO, and he joins me now. John, what's your reaction to this?
We're absolutely flabbergasted, Ciarán, at this hasty decision. Basically, government has decided to remove the safety net from primary schools after less than 4 weeks of the school year. And basically in those 4 weeks, the public health people that we deal with on a weekly basis have told us that infection levels are much higher in primary schools than usual. They've admitted that the HSE's ineptitude has caused us not to have proper data. And the minister then has the cheek, Minister Donnelly, to say that the latest data indicates that schools continue to be a low-risk environment. The data
That's data that's provided by Tony Holohan, the Chief Medical Officer. He doesn't know what he's talking about, is it?
The data that was provided, Ciarán, yesterday by the HSE said that in the last 2 weeks there were over 4,000 children of primary school age tested positive. But then another wing of the HSE produced a report today showing that in 3 weeks so far in schools that there were only 750 cases after mass testing in schools. And that's because basically there's no joined up thinking within the HSE this year. Whatever supports were there for schools last year have been stripped out. And this is a further measure now today that we felt should not be even entertained until after midterm break.
Yeah, and but that 4,000 figure, though, is all children under the age of 13, isn't it? I mean, it's specifically kids getting it in school.
No,
it's not. That's the disparity, isn't it? The 800 figure is linked to schools. The 4,000 is the overall number.
Yeah,
that includes children who are getting it at home or at hurling training or at basketball.
Let's be clear about this now. The system has relied upon, since last October, weekly mass tests for schools. But the HSE changed the subcontractor that deals with schools at the end of August. And as a result, the mass testing for schools has not been happening due to their ineptitude. Therefore, the figures yesterday were 5 to 12-year-olds. There aren't very many 5 to 12-year-olds not going to school. So 5 to 12-year-olds in the last fortnight, over 4,000 cases. Yet the school data only shows a small percentage. And the public health people we meet every Wednesday morning have openly admitted to us that there has been a complete failure in terms of that data collection. And all we wanted was for decisions to be made on accurate, up-to-date data.
So can I ask you a very simple question, John? Do you think Tony Holohan is ignorant of these facts or that he just doesn't care? Because it's one or the other.
For
your point of view, it has to be one or the other. Either Tony Holohan is ignorant of what you're saying and he's given this recommendation to Stephen Donnelly to stop contact tracing from Monday, or he is completely cognizant of everything you're saying, but he doesn't care.
Let's be clear about what Dr. Holohan and the NPHET people advised last Thursday. Their advice to government was that if there wasn't a sign that there was additional infection in schools, over the coming weeks up until next Monday, that they could proceed with this measure. Now, we have absolutely no evidence to show that they have any data that is reliable. And therefore, what's going to happen now at the weekend, Ciarán, for families of Ireland, is that they're going to be hearing on Friday night and Saturday that their child has to restrict their movements for 10 days. And then on Monday, a child in the exact same situation is going to be told that they can continue to go to school.
And that's great,
isn't
it?
That is going to create absolute chaos in 2 days' time.
Come on. You've been saying that there's been chaos in the schools because of contact tracing for the last 3 weeks, and now there's going to be chaos. There's going to be chaos without contact tracing.
We've been saying that the lack of a proper support structure for schools, like what we had last year, the big change this year is that the supports were stripped out early in September when we were promised that they would still be there. And that has caused the difficulty so far. And we know from the public health people this morning, they openly admitted that the infection levels are at a very worrying level compared to what they were last year.
But John, I keep coming back to this. This is absolutely happening with the approval of Tony Holohan, the chief medical officer. So it's easy for you to criticise Stephen Donnelly. You're a little more coy about, you know, sticking the boot into Tony Holohan. He has given this a thumbs up.
He didn't give it the thumbs up last Thursday, and I have yet to see where he gave it the thumbs up today. He recommended to the cabinet that this would happen, provided since last Thursday that there wasn't a slide. Now, it's obvious from the meeting we attended this morning, supported by school management and by Fórsa Trade Union, who represent the children in the special education sector and their workers, that there has been a very worrying trend with massive number of cases in schools. And that's why I felt, let's wait and make the decision in mid-October, implement it from the 1st of November. And I certainly don't want to see any hasty decision made in early September causing schools to close later on in the winter. That's what we're trying to avoid.
And who are these public health officials that you keep referring to who've told you that the schools are in a really precarious situation?
We trust Dr. Abigail Collins and Dr. Kevin Keller, who's a member of NPHET, who we meet every Wednesday. They allow us to interrogate the weekly mass test reports.
So did one of them tell you today that schools are in a precarious position and that contact tracing should continue?
What they said this morning, first of all, in relation to the report that we were analysing with them and that they were answering questions on, was that the report was only a very small sample of the actuality in schools over the last 2 or 3 weeks. And then they went on to say that the infection levels in schools at the moment were much higher than they had been last year. And then when it became apparent from the Department of Education officials that the Cabinet may have made a decision about this yesterday, they were quite coy about telling us what the decision was, but they were indicating to us that there was a possibility that there could be a change from next Monday.
Yeah.
2 school days away. No school has been informed about this yet. No school has been informed about
how to deal with it yet. But John, did they give an indication of their view on that? Because, you know, you sound like you're suggesting that at this meeting this morning, you were earlier in our conversation, that they were opposed to this. Like,
no,
are they opposed to that? Well, that's the implication you made.
Maybe
my mistake, if that's how I interpreted it.
What I wanted to let the listeners know, and yourself, Kieran, is that the public health people that we trusted so much throughout last year have openly admitted to us that there have been huge shortfalls this year. And, I mean, that's in the public domain. It's pretty obvious from the stats that I just gave you. I mean, how do you join the circle of one report?
I think you square it because I think you square it, and maybe I'm wrong, John, and you'd be entitled utterly to disagree with me, absolutely. But I think you square it by saying that the case numbers and the infections at school don't matter as much as last year.
In what sense? They certainly matter to the children who are going to school.
They don't matter because the fear last year was not the children getting COVID, it was who they gave it to at home.
Well, there's no doubt that vaccination program has been an absolutely outstanding success, except for a small number of pregnant staff who are just about to get it now in a couple of weeks' time and are in there at the time that the infections are so high. So absolutely, we have no difficulty with praising government for the vaccination program. Mm. But nevertheless, the simple fact of the matter is that we have no evidence or stats to show us that there isn't onward infection going on in schools. And we have been endeavouring to try to keep COVID-19
and you think again, Tony Holohan has given this advice to government to cease contact tracing without evidence.
He gave the advice to government that if there was no evidence by next Monday...
John, the dogs in the street know that if Tony Holohan didn't want contact tracing to end on Monday, it wouldn't end. Like, this is happening with his approval.
Well, Mr. Dr. Holohan and NPHET people can speak for themselves, but from the point of view of the primary school sector, I am concerned about the impact of this hasty decision, as I said earlier. I am concerned that if they had waited 2 more weeks until they had seen the pattern and seen the data that would prove maybe that it was the timely, the opportune time to do it, that then they could have given the message to school communities and that after midterm break, which is after all only 4 more school weeks, that it would have been very clear to everybody then that after a circuit breaker in schools that they could proceed then with these new measures. And I sincerely hope...
And if case numbers were still as high at the back of midterm, continue contact tracing and sending all the classes home.
I think the indications would be from NPHET that they do not expect the case numbers to be as high in a month's time. Yeah. But they obviously were concerned, and their representatives today at the meeting were concerned about how high they are at the moment. So we're talking about a decision that's happening in school, 2 school days away, where schools haven't been even informed yet as to the effect of this decision and how they're going to manage
this. It's not that complicated to manage, isn't it? If a kid is symptomatic, go home. If they're not, stay in school.
If a child is symptomatic, it would appear to me on Friday night, Saturday or Sunday, they have to restrict their movements for 10 days. But if a different child in the class in the class is a close contact on Monday, they don't have to.
No.
I mean, that's going to cause a lot of confusion in families all over the country.
I don't understand the confusion, John, but we'll have to leave it there. John Boyle, INTO General Secretary, thanks a million for joining us here on The Hard Shoulder.